From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Andrea Seabrook, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I'm doing excellent. How are you?
Good, thank you. Remind us of the challenge you left us with last week.
Yes, I said I'm thinking of a familiar five-word saying in which one of the words ends in the letter T, as in Thomas, and the other four words all start with T. What is the saying?
What is it?
It takes two to tango.
We had over 1,000 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Althea Webb from Dallas, Texas. Hi, Althea.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What do you do in Dallas?
Well, I'm an administrative assistant. I work for Southern Methodist University.
And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Give or take 10 years.
Great. Althea, meet Will Shorts.
I will.
Will, you said you noticed something about our names. What did you notice?
Well, they're both six letters. They both start with A, and they both end in E-A. Can't name many names like that.
Let's play the puzzle.
Well, Althea, every answer today is a common, uncapitalized four-letter word. I'm going to give you the second and third letters. You name the word. And each pair of letters, interestingly, has a unique answer, counting only common, uncapitalized words. For example, if I said P-R, Peter and Roger, you'd say spry. All right, number one is B-U.
A butt.
A butt is right. Number two is C-I.
Acid.
Uh-huh. C-N.
C-N as in Nancy.
That's right.
Think high school.
That's it. Something you don't want in high school.
I'm drawing a blank here. Something I don't want in high school.
In England, they would call it spots.
Oh, acne.
Acne is
of course
right.
It
good.
Is. I was trying acme, and I knew that was wrong, so I was going somewhere else.
Try this one. D-I.
Well, there's the crossword puzzle, add it.
Yeah,
that
reveals you're a crossword solver, but we're looking
right.
for a common word here. Edit is right. F A.
Afar.
Afar is right. F R. This is a certain kind of hairdo.
Yeah, I thought.
Oh, I see. Afro.
An afro.
Yeah.
G R. Something you might encounter in a fairy tale.
Oh, an ogre.
Ogre is right.
Yeah.
I was thinking Agra.
Uh-huh.
Agra.
That's capitalized.
That's only
right.
capitalized. I-W.
I-W. That's different. Oh, no. Hint, please.
Well, it's a bird.
Oh, kiwi.
Kiwi is right. Try this one. K-R.
Okra.
Okra is right. L-N.
I know
it's
this
part
one.
Of, okay.
Oh,
it's
I
part
was,
of your...
Yeah.
Oh, you do it.
Oh, no, it's like radius and...
Ulna.
Ulna is right. The bone in your arm. How about L-T?
Alto.
Alto. N-F.
Info?
Is right. N-L.
Uh-oh. The very last one.
Oh.
Nope.
This is the one you couldn't get, but it's the...
That's a tough clue to give. Go ahead. Go ahead, Andrea.
It's the only one.
The only
oh,
one.
No.
It's the only one you didn't get.
Thank you, Andrea.
You're welcome, Althea, for playing the puzzle today. Oh. You'll get. Ready?
Uh-huh.
A weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Althea.
Oh,
What member station do you listen to?
KERA.
In Dallas.
Yes, indeed. 90.1. I'm a member and I'm happy.
Althea Webb from Dallas, Texas. Thanks for playing the puzzle with us.
Thanks, Andrea. Thanks, Will.
Thank you.
Now, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
It comes from listener Adam Cohen of Brooklyn, New York. Take the names of two birds, four letters each, place these names side to side, then move the first letter of the string to the end, and you'll get an eight-letter word that describes where birds fly. What are the birds, and where do they fly? I'll give you a hint. The first bird is a common one everyone knows. The second bird is one whose name is seen mainly in crossword puzzles. So again, take the names of two birds, four letters each, place their names side to side, move the first letter of the string to the end, and you'll get an eight-letter word that describes where birds fly. What are the birds, and where do they fly?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the link, Submit Your Answer, on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Will, thank you much.
Thanks a lot, Andrea.